like a lost one, you know, or the, I think like in a library, or if you were in a Beis Din, or, you know, where you'd see, potentially pick up something that somebody left there. If you go to a marketplace where they do lots of business, I suppose you could, you know, somebody left a bill, or somebody left a check, or a receipt, or something like that.
A friend of mine, walking up over the weekend, actually sent a picture. I had given him a bunch of papers, and he found within that something of mine from when I was young that I guess I had slipped in the papers. So, you know, people put documents, you know, all over the place, you know, on a bookshelf. And,
I see. Okay. So Rav Avram is just saying that when you have papers, other things get slipped in very easily. So you could, all of a sudden you're looking, wait a second, somebody must have lost this. This is an important document, you know, with, where does it go? Okay. So that's really the question that we have over here is returning things. So we actually opened up. The question we had was that in a large city, let's say like New York, if you find a divorce and there's two Jewish names, there could be many people who have that same name. And so how would you know to return it to the right one? And maybe there are many people who would like that document. So we said that what they could do and what they often did was they would make a hole next to a certain letter. And that's what's called a siman, an identifying feature. Let's look at the bottom of Yud Ches Lamed Beis 18b, five lines from the bottom. Rav Ashi says, "Ki gon de ka'omar nekav yesh besad os plonius." If, for example, if the the husband or the wife says the divorce that they gave or that they received has a hole next to a certain letter, and, you know, what are the only way they could know that was if that was actually their divorce, then they're believed by identifying the divorce. V'dafka b'tzad os plonis. And it has to be a siman that's very specific. There's a hole next to that letter. But if they just said, oh, there's a hole somewhere in the parchment, actually all parchments, you know, could have a hole in it. Avoneka b'yam below. That's not such a strong thing. But if you know exactly next to this letter, that's what's called the siman. Rav Ashi Misfekele, he wasn't sure of this concept that you identify with the siman. Idioraisa, is it a Torah concept? O derabanan, or is it only a rabbinic concept? Let's look in the Rashi here. It's just interesting. Well, aren't we talking about giving a divorce with that? Rashi Misfekele, Rashi Simanim. It's about nine lines up on the bottom, Rashi, on the previous page. Shemaxir behem aveda, if somebody loses an object and they come and they identify it and they say, it looked like this, it has a scratch over there, I can tell you exactly what the ring looked like, right? So we give back a lost object with that. So is that really a filu be'isser? So clearly that's a Torah din, isn't it? So idir raisa v'afilu be'isser dir raisa. Would it also apply to Isurim, Samkhinin Asimin Kol Dehud, that we can rely on something? O Durabana Vidafka Ba'aveda, and only by laws of money, Shehefker based in Hefker. The courts can play around with money and they can say, if somebody can tell you what it looks like, you could give it back. Abba Bemida Di Isura, when something is forbidden, maybe we don't rely on it. So that's the question over here. This concept that everybody agrees by a lost object, tell me what it looked like. You know, describe it to me. If they can describe to you what was lost, you'll give it back to them. So would we say the same thing when it comes to things that are forbidden or not? He wasn't sure. Okay. And as Rashi is explaining that, it's a little easier when it comes to monetary laws. The rabbis are allowed to institute things because Hashem gave that power to the courts to take away, to deal with people's money. But as far as halacha goes, is the woman considered divorced? Is she not? How would we do? He wasn't sure. Back to the Gemara. Last line. Rabbi Barakhan, Irkasile Git to Bay Midrasha. He lost his get in the base medrash. Rashi, top line. Irkasile Git to Shayashliach Lahavi. He was sent to deliver it. and he put it down somewhere in the busy Beis Medrash, Vashkua, and he forgot it. So Beis Medrash is a busy place. A lot of papers around, a lot of Torah notes, a lot of other things. And now we can't, not only that, people put things inside a book, sefers. A lot of times you go to look up a sefer and there's like, the most common thing is a tissue paper today, but that's just because the kol has tissues. That sometimes you find like, in a book, you find like a person's papers or whatever in there. So the question is, what's he going to do now? So Amra, he said, he lost Amra. Isima Islay Begavai. So he made an announcement. If you find this divorce, he said, give it back to me. And if you tell me identifying feature, I can tell you exactly if that's what you need for me to make this divorce good. I can tell you the simanim, tfiyas ayin, and then there's something else called tfiyas ayin, and that means that I recognized it. If I looked at it, I could tell you if it's the papers that I had. Islay Begavai, I got that too. So Adrinah, they gave it back to him. So the only problem is we don't know what to do with this story because we don't know what actually happened. Amri lo yadana imashum simna. Is it that it's because he said I could identify it because suffer some kin and simanim are min haTorah imashum tfiyas ayin? Or maybe it's because he recognized it. Vedafka, and maybe it's only because he's a rabbi. Rabbis typically try to tell the truth. Avol inishach bealma, but somebody else, you can always try this. Say I found cash. And so there'll be more than one hand that gets raised. Who lost cash? you'd be shocked. Like, well, why didn't you tell people? Like, you know, you almost always get someone who's, did anybody lose cash? And you have a large group. All of a sudden, that's more than one person that lost cash. So, but maybe it's only a rabbi's, you know, who are worried about telling the truth. That you could believe. So I just want to say that this comes up in kashrus very often. Sometimes people have food, the kosher food that's delivered, and the bag isn't sealed. Sometimes people leave food for someone in the hospital. So normally you look for the heksher, you look for the seal. But what if there is no seal? So if there is no seal, but you recognize it, this is a person's wife's food. He knows how she cooks. Or he eats at this restaurant all the time. He knows what their food looks like. So that's not a siman, that's tfiyas ayin. He recognizes it. So that also al pi halacha works. So if you have tfiyas ayin, if you recognize it, I can tell this is it, then that's enough. Yeah. So, if a person leaves, you know, if he has food and he can, he maybe can't say exactly, you know, but he recognizes that. So that also would be good. That's also an important concept that tfiyas ayin also helps. Okay, Gufa, let's go look at that halakha. Matzah genisha b'shuk. You find in a marketplace a divorce papers. Bizman shahabal moda, you ask the husband, did you give this to your wife? He said, I did. So, yaksa, you can give it to her. Ain't a balmoda. He says, he never gave that divorce to the wife. Lo yaksil lizeh. So give it back to me. Can't do that either. Don't give it back to either. So bizmancha balmoda. But what do you see? When as long as the husband agrees that he divorced his wife, you could give it back. Mio yaksil ishta. Why can we do that? There's a potential problem. Malechish. Let's be afraid. Shem akosta litein benisa. Maybe the divorce was originally written early. He was having marriage trouble. He didn't get divorced at the flip of the hat. He wrote the divorce thinking if things go a certain way, he'll give them then. V'lo nasin lo, and he never ended up giving the divorce until months later. So the problem is, v'azul bal zavin perim in nisan ad tishrei. And the husband did business with the wife's estate. He figures he's getting ready to dump her. He's going to sell off all her property or something. And he did the business then before he got the divorce. The custom in this and if you're going to give this document to the woman, she's going to take away from those were legal business transactions he made while they were still married. But the divorce wasn't given till later. So the question will be, how, even if he admits he gave the divorce, aren't you going to create trouble because of the timing of the divorce? The divorce might not be the date written on it. So Hanikal Amandi Omar. So actually, there's an opinion that says Kibit Shenosin Einu Lagarsha. As soon as the husband, as soon as he looks at her and starts thinking, he's going to divorce her. Shuv Ein Labal Peros. So this opinion says that even if he didn't actually divorce her, that's it. He can't take her property. He can no longer has any rights. It's only when he's in good faith, a husband, and they're sharing everything, that he has the rights to her property. But even if it doesn't have to do with the actual delivery of the divorce, it has to do with what goes on in his mind. Once he in his mind says, that's it, then he has no more rights. But according to the one who says, no, until he actually delivers the divorce, they're 100% married. Ad Shas Nesina, Michael and Maymar. So according to that, we have a problem. Kiyasta Mitrif, the Gemara answered, that if this divorce leads to legal action, then we'll say, I see Raya Amisai Mata Gintaliyado. Can you prove when it was delivered? In other words, we have the date that the divorce was written, but the practical ramifications of the business decisions, we'll ask him for proof of when it was delivered. Okay, fine. So that will solve all the problems. In other words, if you say that the legal ramifications start once the divorce is delivered, so our question was, let's be afraid they'll use the date of the writing of the divorce. No problem. We'll just ask for the proof of when it was given. Well, Maishna Masharichov. Why would this be different than IOUs? The Tanan, Motzah Shtarichov. We said if you find IOUs, Imesh Bemachrayis Nechasim, if they're lienable, lo yaksa, don't give them back, v'ukmina. And we said, even Shechayiv Moda, even where the one who borrowed admits it's good. And the reason you shouldn't give it back, v'ushum kasa, maybe because of the date of the writing of that, because maybe he pre-wrote it, he wrote to borrow the money in Nisav, lo avad tishrei, v'kor v'lekuka shaloka din, and then it'll come to take away from the buyers who... The question we're having is that sometimes the date of the document isn't the date that was put into use. So just like over there that we said the date of the divorce isn't the date where it goes into effect, but the date of the delivery is important. And we said we won't actually allow you to use the divorce, but by documents, we allow you to use the date over there. And we don't say, well, let's find out when the loan actually took place, not just the date of the documents. Hasanami lahadir v'kiyos namitiv. There also, we should give it back. And when they come to collect, namely, I see Raya, Emisai, Matish, Cherkov, Liyotko. And we should say, why don't you bring us proof when this was actually, this is the date where they wrote up the loan, but when was it actually the money given? So Amri Hachagab again, Isha, the Gemara answers, by the divorce, Asilokeik Vitova. The buyer is going to come and make a claim. And Omer, Hai Hadunale Rabban Ligita. You know, why did the rabbis give the woman back the get? Mishum de lo ta'agin. Over there, we don't know if the date of the divorce is valid. Maybe it was written earlier and not given till later. But they're going to give it back to a woman because it's important for a woman not to be stuck. Until now she was married. Without the get, she can't remarry. So they're going to give it back to her. V'tesev, and she'll be stuck. But hashtadaka osin v'lemitchev, now that she's actually using it for a business deal and take away my money, tiza tad, so then, wait a second, proved the date that it was given, emesai mati gitiyada. So by divorce, people would think that they maybe gave it back even though the date wasn't valid. But hacha, but over here, by a regular IOU, lo'asi lo'keik v'tavai, but over there, by the borrower is not going to think, wait a second, the date that you gave it, maybe the Rabbanan gave it back. Mahadra Nahalu Rabbanan Lishtar Kob. So the Gemara said, well, Pshita, if the rabbis gave it back, why did they give it back? Lamitrafu. They only gave it back because that's the date was correct. Shmamina Kama Rabbanan Milsa. The rabbis must have checked it out. Makami Didi Matishtar Liyada. And before I got it, the document was given. People would tend to think, in other words, you would naturally question the divorce. We understand why we would give it back to the woman, even if the date wasn't an accurate date. But the IOU, we're assuming, was only given back if it had the accurate date. So there is a difference as far as whether people will question it or not. Okay. So then we move on in the Mishnah to freedom papers. You found a person's freedom papers in the street. Tell her about it. Our rabbis learn, you find the freedom papers of a slave in the marketplace. And you go to the boss. And you say, did you free your slaves? He said, I certainly did. Give it back to the slave. Ain't a Rav Moda? He says, no, I didn't. Lo yaxer, lo, you don't give it back to either one. Bismancha Rav Moda, but as long as the master admits, miyu yaxer levin, you give it back. Ay, nikashem mikasa litin lo benisim. Here also, we've got this big problem. You write the document when you have access to the scribe, and when you wait for the right moment. But it may not be delivered immediately. You're thinking maybe, you know, once this slave finishes the job, then I'll give him his freedom. But he's got, you know, maybe he's going to wait till the job's finished. So the papers won't actually, doesn't go by the date of when the document was written, but it was when it was given. So,
what's the
nafkamina
over here by the
Eved? So, v'lo nisin lo ad tishrei, and the Gemara's going to say, v'ozo avda v'konin echasim, as soon as he got free, he went and he bought property from Nisan until Tishrei. Va'ozlo harav is minino, and the master will say, well, that was my property because, look, I owned him still then. A mafik li l'shikra, and he's going to say, well, my freedom paper says I got my freedom earlier. Because of Benisim, v'katarav l'kuka shaloka din. And basically, there's going to be a difficulty here that the freedom papers are predated. And all the business transactions are, somebody's going to lose money incorrectly. So so that's the question now. So the Gemara says, huh, Nico, it works according to...
I'm sorry, but wouldn't we want to understand that there was value that was conveyed for those purchases? And okay, so the Eved is saying, I was free already, this was my money. Would it be easy enough to establish whose money it was?
Well, again, the question is, we would need to know when the get was given, when the get shikr was given. Was he free then or not? Well, the papers say he was free, but the master is claiming that he wasn't given freedom until months later. So all of those transactions are nullified, or they belong to the master, not to the slave. So just like with the... Basically, what we're saying with documents is that besides establishing who it belongs to, if the date is potentially going to mess up people, that sometimes the date of the document isn't the time where the document went into effect. So are we causing harm by returning a document that we can't confirm that the date is the correct date? That's really the question. So,
where was that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there also the concept, like we had by the get, that at the point where the Baal of the slave said, in his mind, he's thinking of freeing
the
slave, there's that concept
That's the next line. So the Gemara says, if you say that it's a... So this deals with another issue. Is it a good thing to free slaves or not? So there's an opinion that says, is it a good thing for the slave to be free? We've always assumed that it is a good thing, but it's not necessarily. Some people are much better off having a master tell them what to do. But he says it is good for the slave to be free. And so if that's true, as soon as the witnesses sign the document, the slave goes free, even before it's delivered. So Asi Shapir. So then the date is a good date, like Richard said. But according to the one who says, it's not good for a slave to go free. He was much better off as a slave. He got all his needs taken care of, right? So Michael and Amar, what are you going to say? The kiosk minted for Minulay. So the Gemara said, when they come to take away the property, then we'll ask for more clarification. We'll say, I see Raya. Don't just show me the freedom papers. Tell me when they were delivered. Amosai mata shikrucha liyadacha. When you got them. That's similar to what we said by the divorce. Don't just rely on the date of the document. You'll need also to prove when the document was delivered, which might be difficult because, you know, there are witnesses, but, you know, I don't know if they put it into writing when it was delivered or not.
Why would you believe the person and not the document? Who
document is right there, but the person may be lying.
Because the document just says when it was written, but it doesn't say when it was affected. It's almost like you need another space on the document for the day it was delivered, you know, when it's executed, right. Well, we don't seem to say that there is such a, but there were witnesses when it was executed. So the question is, when do you have the right to say, well, I'm not going to pay any attention to this unless you could prove that it was executed on that date? That's really the question that we're asking. Yeah, that's what's going on here. Okay, moving on. Now we get to the wills. Now, the wills are tricky because there was a special will that was written when the person thought he was going to die and didn't have chance to write a formal will. And thinking that he was going to die, he wrote a dataki. The interesting thing about the dataki is that if he gets better miraculously, we don't have to do what he said in the dataki. That was based on the assumption that he would die, then we would have done X, Y, Z. But if he does recover, then he can fully change his mind. So we go to a hospital, we find lots of these papers over there, these datakis. So what do we do? So or a gift. So Tan Rabbanan, our rabbis learned Eze Dataki. What exactly is a dataki? So those are Aramaic words, da tehele mekim lios. This is the this should happen. She'imes, if he dies, Nechasev Leploni, then he wants to leave his estate to so and so. Matana, what does it say? Kol shekasev b'mayom, whatever is written now, u'l'achar misa, should happen after he dies. They're really, both of them are gifts, both of them are wills. One is a will that only if he dies should it go to effect, and the other one doesn't say if he dies, the other one says, do this. So, but Alma, what do you see? Iksivim ayom u'l'achar misa u'dekani. If you write from today and after death, meaning that it should go into effect now, it works. The idolo, but if you don't write that, it wouldn't work. So, Omar Abaye Hakakamra, he learns it a little different. Ez matnas bori, what's a gift of a healthy person? Meaning this is not just an emergency if he dies. But when is it that a healthy person can give a gift that's similar to a gift of a person who's dying, the lokani, that doesn't work unless he dies? If he wrote on it that this should go into effect today after he dies. So if he challenges this and says, well, I never meant it to go to effect. I'm living now. I don't want this to happen. So, but what if he says give it? Then we would give it. So for Aminu, the issue here is this. Some of these documents were only meant to go into effect if he died, so then he wanted it to happen. But now, assuming he's still alive, he didn't want it to go into effect. So then, why would you give it? So we're saying, well, if you ask him and he says, give it, then we would. But then where's the question? For a minu, motza daidabatikus matanos. If you find some of these documents, even if they both agree, don't give them back to either side. Because we're afraid the dates aren't right. Or they didn't go into effect, and they're trying to mess up somebody. So Amar of Abba Rama lo kasha. It all depends. Habba bori habishki meira. If it was written when he was well, so then he can't go back on it. If it was written when he was dying, then he can change his mind. Rashi. Habba bori shayushtar matnas bori. This is a document written of sound mind, of sound health. The lo kasev be kidikani. Varami Barisa. It wasn't written that I'm writing this on the deathbed. Kedin Shikos Mishtari Mat Nishkimeira. It's interesting. On the Shkimeira, you get a health report. It's being written, you know, he's in ICU. That's what Rashi said. You write that the word, it was written Barisa. I think they call it taken to bed. You know, he's taken to bed. He can't get up. That's when they would. So that's actually written on the document that's being written on in the deathbed. You know, that's the. So then you know that that's a deathbed certificate. Where Matnas Bori was, he was still fully able to write it. Back to the Gemara. Masnisa Niktani Hada Omer Tanu Nosnit. So our Mishnah, which says as long as they say that it was given, you give it, that's talking Mishkimera, Debar Maharuhu. Because a Shkimera, you could change your mind. So there's no harm done in listening to the owner. Mayam Rina, what do you want to say? Dilma Kasim Ikara Lahai. Maybe originally you gave it all the way to this guy and you changed your mind. Well, now you don't want to give him the money anymore. Vahara Kasu in the Shachrina. And you changed your mind and left all of your money to someone else. If the document is a Shkima, you could change your mind anyways. So we can go by the most current wishes of the owner. Of the owner of the property. Who do you have now? So if it's a matna shkimera, there's never any harm in listening to the guy, because even if it's an old document, if he's saying currently he wants it to go to him, in theory, even if he wrote it to someone else in between, he can change his mind.
Is this whole thing based on a conspiracy by the person that found the star?
Not by the one that found it, but by the... maybe the one who got it, and if something changed and the person got better and didn't want him to keep it, and and so he's got it set up so that people will. There are lots of a lot of times people can test wills. You know, was this written earlier? Was there another will afterwards? Or they're just the person thought he was dying. He but this
they have a reason of not returning it because maybe. The dates are wrong and it didn't implement until Tishrei instead of blah, you know.
Right. Or maybe since he didn't die, he never meant to give this. This was only because he thought he was dying. But he's alive today.
Right, but the guy that found it is querying whether to give it to him because of that reason?
Correct. Is this a valid document?
Right, seems like that...
You'll need to get a health report. You know, when this was written, was it written when he was healthy and it's valid? Or was it written on his deathbed, and those things are not binding once he gets better?
And the guy that found the star is worried about all this.
Correct. Because he...
Okay.
Right. In other words, he has a mitzvah to give it back, assuming that it's a valid document, but he's going to have to find out. So you're right.
No mitzvah to give back a document that's not...
Correct. Or not only that, that could be used to the detriment of the person. And so before he gives it back, he's going to have to find out what's the deal with this. Was this...
if it's valid and it's to the detriment of the person, that's not his cheshbon.
Correct. If it's valid, correct. Yeah. He's just worried, is it valid? But this is complicated because it may have been valid when it was written, but if the guy got better, these documents are no longer valid. So
why don't you just check with... In this case, it's just simple. Just check to see if the guy is still alive. He's no longer Shlimera. It's the concept that if he's no longer Shlimera, then it's pretty much annulled because we don't say the guy was going to want to give all his stuff away. If he got better, his intention is not to give his stuff away.
So
just check to see if he's alive.
So in a certain way, Rashi was was explaining that they actually wrote it in the document that, you know, we're here by the bedside and this is what he says, you know. So then you know to check, that's the what the Gemara. But sometimes it wasn't clear. Sometimes they didn't have that much parchment available to them and they just wrote a very basic thing. And the question is later, how do we go back and prove if he was well or not? But the Gemara is saying if it's a matna shkimera, no harm done, because anyways that goes with what he says, and he's saying now give it to that person. So of course you can give it to the person. Iba matnas bori, if it's a healthy gift, which actually means that you can't change your mind, so that's also good. So yav nahale, give it lesle pseida. There's no loss. The ki nafe mi tarti basrei se zocha. Even if there's another one that comes out later, it doesn't matter because the high hadabe mekamaisa, and he changed his mind from the first one. Amatnas bori, he really can't change his mind from. Rashi babori ki gon chayo shtar ze hanimsa matnas bori. This is the healthy document. Shuzachul shtar hamuchelo sheenu yochel aksema. He can't change his mind, so this would be good. So the Gemara says, "Iba matnas shkimera nami." Even if it's one that was given when he was sick, yavi nahale les be pseida de basreisa zocha de kahadar be mekamaisa. the wording here, we're going to, let's try to read this again. Let's start from the top of the page. Habibori habishkimera. It depends on whether the document was written by a healthy guy or a person who was on his deathbed. Masnisin, the Mishnah, they said, we're going back to the top of the page. The Mishnah, it said, Hadamatanu nosnin, that if the owner says it was given, we do give bishkimera. That's talking about where the document was clear that it was written on the deathbed. Deki mahadarhu, debar mahadarhu, that the owner could change his mind on those documents anyway. And so now that the owner is saying to give it to him, even if he changes his mind, what are you going to say? Maybe originally he wrote it for one guy, and he changed his mind, and he never gave it to him. And then he wrote a different one for a different guy, and he gave that to the other guy, and now he changed his mind and wants to go back to the first guy. Now, sometimes they do this to get people to take care of them. Oh, you know, you take care of me in the hospital. I'll write you up. You know, then he changed their mind. They like how he took care of them. They don't like. So the Gemara says, Ibam. So that's all if it's a matna shkimeira. If it's a matna shkimeira, we don't care if he actually wrote it to someone else and is changing his mind. Because all we need to know is what he's saying now, and he's saying now to give it to him. But Ibam matnas bori yahiv nahale. But if he gave it to the person when he was healthy, less lepseda, there also won't be a loss. The kinafik tarti basraisa, because I think it means when he gives another document, if he wrote another will, zocha, the other one, the hadar bema, because he changed his mind, it doesn't necessarily mean that it'll go into effect, because ibamat neshkibara nami yaiv nahale lesle.
The new one doesn't necessarily trump the old one?
Correct. If it was a healthy one. Because the new one, if the guy was healthy, the new one doesn't go into effect. The high hudder mikamaisa, because he's just changing his mind, and he can't change his mind. Iba matnashki meira nami, so the Gemara says, well, then even with the matnashki meira, Yaiv Nahale Lespe Pseda de Basraisa. What if he changes his mind over there? De Kamahadar Mekamaisa. He's changing his mind. Kik Tani Babraisa. When we said the second one, when the Braisa says that they both admit you don't give it back, Babori, it's talking about a healthy guy. De La Bar Mahadaru. The guy where you're not allowed to change your mind. Amrina Dilma Kasur Lahai Mekar. Maybe he originally wrote it to this guy and he changed his mind. He didn't give it to him. Bahadur Kasfil in his Shachrina, and he wrote another one, and he did give it. Hashtag Kahadur Bey, Mahuda Yayev, and he changed his mind. Vesavra Medir Lo Matsinu Hadrana. I didn't want to change my mind. I guess we're afraid maybe he wrote it, but he didn't deliver it, and then he changed his mind. So then we don't know if it was actually given or not. So Amar Le, the Anna Lahaya, he says, I gave it to this one, and then I went back and wrote it, ki heki de ki mafik hai, ksab de kodem zochabe. Well, and but this one already acquired it. Ela arminile anan hai koso lo yavile lahai. This Aramaic here is difficult to get in exactly where you stop and put the commas in the right place. Okay, one second. That's the question here, is that maybe he wrote it when he was healthy and he didn't deliver it, and he's not. Is it we're afraid that he delivered it and then he changed his mind illegally, or are we afraid that maybe he didn't deliver it at all and he changed his mind? And again, that would be the reason why not to give it. And keep in mind, the fact that this was a lost document makes us suspicious. You know, if this was really a valid document, why are we finding it in the garbage in the hospital? You know, like, what's it? The fact that it was, like, thrown away, so to speak. So that makes us suspicious to assume, you know, maybe it's not valid. Is there harm done in giving it to the wrong person? Ki hek the mahai kosva the konum zocha behi. Ella, I'm reading it. Analo. You know what? I think we'll take this again tomorrow. I'm going to work on the exactly where to pause here in the writing of this. But that's really the question that we have to deal with, is these kind of documents, whether we can give them back. So we're going to stop here in the middle of the page on 19b.